Hi, this is Eva Rützel for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Today we talk about a German competition for young musical talent called Jugendmusiziert, in short, JUMU. A student group of the German St. Kilian School Dublin participated in a German competition, which took place in Helsinki from 16th to 21st March this year. Now I've got Mr. David O'Driscoll on the line, the coordinator at Dublin St. Kilian School. Hi David, how are you?
Hi Eva, I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Yes, no problem. Could you tell us a little bit more about the competition?
Sure, yeah, no problem. The competition is called Jugendmusiziert, and the whole idea of this competition is that the first round is in a German school. Now that can be a German school in Germany or one of the German schools abroad. So we are in the northeast region of Europe within the competition. So the first round takes place here in the school, and this year it was held in January. And any musician that was successful from that round qualified to go to the second round that was held in Helsinki, which was in March. So there are many, many different categories in the competition, and that changes each year. So, for example, this year there was a special category within the classical section for woodwind and piano ensemble. Then in pop music, we had pop singing.
All right. And who's able to participate in a competition?
So once you are in some way enrolled in a German school, or if you are of a German nationality, you could have German parents or even one German parent. As long as you have some link to Germany, you're able to take part in the competition.
Okay. And how old do you have to be for that?
So we actually have very, very young students that take part from about the age of 5, and they would actually take part in a separate competition called Kindermusiziert. But for Jugendmusiziert, you're essentially talking from 12 years onwards.
And how many students participated this year? Do you know that?
Yes, so this year, it was a smaller year because the categories change, as I said, we had fewer contestants. To start off in January, we had 15, and then we had 7 that qualified to go to Helsinki, and that was between our pop and our classical category.
Okay, and what happened these 6 days in Helsinki?
Well, it's almost like a mix between an atmosphere of a competition and a festival. It's almost like a cultural exchange as well. We were there for, it was really, really, really enjoyable, I have to say, and the students really enjoyed it. But we were there for 5 days. So the 5 days begin with an opening concert, and in that you might have, for example, students that have won the competition in previous years, or students who are studying music in the German school in Helsinki. So they put on a welcoming show, and it's very, very enjoyable. And the students kind of see, you know, the atmosphere that they're going to be within for the next couple of days. So then on day 2 and day 3, we have the competitions. So those can be very, very long days. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, it can be stressful for the students and also for teachers and accompanists, because it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you're talking about, you know, giving children time to warm up. Then they have to perform.
Yes.
Then, for example, I was accompanying 2 people this year. So it meant that I had to kind of spend half of the day with one, another half with another student. And then in the meantime, there were other students taking part within the classical competition. And you're just trying to run around to make sure everybody's happy and comfortable and ready to play. So I think when the children are most nervous are on days 2 and 3. And then on day 4 and 5, there's kind of almost like a celebratory, very festive feel. Like this year, for example, was 20 years of the competition. So Helsinki put on a fantastic concert in the Finlandia Hall. So it was really, really impressive. There was everything from break dancing to solo piano playing.
There
was a chamber orchestra. It was a 3-hour long concert. So very, very impressive. And then on the final day, there is a prize winners concert. So for people that were successful in getting a first prize within the pop and the classic, they have the opportunity to perform again.
So it's a very good chance for young people.
Absolutely. And probably, I think the most important thing is that apart from obviously developing musical talent, is that it's a very, very good social experience and cultural experience for students. I always think it's important for students to get the chance to shine outside of the classroom. So not that everything has to be academic. You know, it's great to see when children really, really enjoy something. And if they enjoy playing their instruments and they get a great opportunity to do so, well, that's absolutely fantastic for the development of the child as well.
You're right, yes. Yeah. And even three of your students have won the first prize, I heard. Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, we were very lucky this year. We had three in the pop category that won a first prize. So that was two singers, and then there was a girl accompanying on piano as well. So, we're absolutely delighted now. I think when the results were given out for a split second, you know, they couldn't believe it. They were like, really? You know, I had to really reiterate, yes, really, you have won. You know, you've put in the work. They did a great performance, and you know, I'm very, very proud, and St. Killian's here in Dublin was really proud too, and the parents were delighted. So it was great news for everybody involved. But you know, it's not just really about, you know, winning first prizes. Regardless of how you do, I think, you know, everybody gets something out of the competition.
Yes. And how will the competition go on now in the last round?
So students who are successful, they have the opportunity then to travel to Germany.
Now
they still have to decide exactly whereabouts. The students from Ireland will compete. But again, it'll be over a two-day period on a weekend, usually at the end of May or the beginning of June. So students have the chance to travel and compete again. And, you know, the third round really is, you know, the creme de la creme, best of the best. So they really have to practice night and day to do very, very well. You know, it is quite tough to get a first prize in the third round.
Right.
But again, it's the experience of doing these things. And even, you know, I sometimes say to the children, look, isn't this something amazing that you can put down on your CV in the future, that, you know, you did this competition and you had the chance to travel and you took part.
So, yes, right.
Yes, absolutely. That's it. So the three rounds, the first in Dublin, the second this year in Helsinki, and then the third final is held in Germany.
Good luck for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the interview, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us on Europe Today.
No problem at all. You're very, very welcome.